Welcome to the Retirement for Living podcast with Joe Pat Roop, president of Belmont Capital Advisors, where the goal is to protect your life savings while building income for retirement. For more information, call 704-946-7000 or visit belmont-capital.com. Now, the Retirement for Living podcast with Joe Pat Roop.
Fascinating article, Joe Pat, from the Motley Fool that said that over 50% of Americans are now retiring at the age of 61. So retiring before 65, which is always kind of considered the retirement age, is becoming pretty popular. Is this a COVID thing? Is this an income thing? Are you seeing this, Joe Pat? What are the pros and cons of like an early retirement?
So I want to follow up on this survey in 2 years and find out how many of those 60 and 61-year-olds that retired are still retired. So, Mark, me and you could retire today.
Yeah.
But in a month or two, we'll have to go back to work.
2 weeks from now. That's not a retirement, it's a vacation.
Yeah, that's right. You just had that AC thing. So,
stop.
You know, folks, it's really like that, you know. So a lot of times, so think about this, guys. I mean, here's the real deal. So when it comes to your income, first off, your income needs to provide your essential needs. That's the top priority. That's our milk, groceries, gas, stuff like that. Then we all need a contingency fund. Now, if you have a swimming pool, you're going to have a bigger contingency fund. Now, then, so after your essential needs and your contingency fund are met, because we all have those needs, every single one of us. And it's crazy to think that you're not going to have contingencies. We all know that. We're human beings. We make mistakes. There's lightning. There's, you know, there's trees falling. There's things that happen to all of us. And I can't predict all of them, but I promise you, they're going to happen to you and me both. So then we get into our discretionary expenses. That's like the swimming pool. That's like the boat, the dock. You know, maybe it's an upgraded car instead of the Honda Accord that's 3 years old. You've bumped it up to a Lexus or something. So, yeah. You know, that's discretionary. And then lastly, Mark, folks need a legacy. So most of us want to have some form of legacy. You want to be remembered in a certain way. So whether it's because you told the funniest jokes or maybe the life savings that you have accumulated, folks, you would like to leave that to your lovely children that love you so much and appreciate all the hard work that you've put into them, the paying for their weddings, paying for their college, and you just want to leave them more. So whichever that is for you, you know, whatever your legacy is to be, you might want to surprise those little youngsters that whenever the reading of your will comes, all of the money goes to the grandchildren. Or if you want to surprise everybody, all the money goes to the Red Cross. The main thing, Mark, here is you got a plan. And, you know, it's those four different levels of planning for your income. Number one, the essential needs. Number two, that contingency fund. Number three, discretionary expenses. And number four, legacy. So those are things that we all want. We all need. They're very real to each and every one of us. But no surprise here, folks. They all are surrounded around that much needed income that you need in retirement. So many times people get lost in, well, I've saved up $2 million. Mm-hmm. But you see, if all of the $2 million is being used to send you the essential needs and the contingency fund, what about discretion? What about the legacy? And so many times I feel like in our current way, and I say the current way because so many people today have 401ks and not pensions, we get a little bit fooled because, yeah, you got a $2 million balance in those brokerage accounts. You log on and you see your life savings. It says $2 million. You're like, okay, that makes me feel pretty good. But a lot of times they're using all of the $2 million to provide income. So there's no contingency there. And you see, if we dip into the $2 million, we're taking away from the income. And so you really have to compartmentalize. And that's why here at Belmont Capital, we have fiduciaries working for us. We have CFPs working for us to really help you understand where you're at, where you're headed, and to make sure you don't get surprised down the road. Now, sure, it's your $2 million. It's your $1 million, whatever it is for you guys. When clients call in and they say, hey, send us some money, we send it right out. However, we want to do a next step, and we want you to understand, how is this going to impact your future income? How is this going to impact the legacy that you had planned to leave for the grandchildren or the non-legacy that you plan to leave for no one? Whatever that is, whatever your goals are, that's what goes into that one-page retirement income plan. So folks, if you would like a comprehensive, one-page, simple to understand income plan that really looks at everything in your life, all of your goals, all of your desires, taking into consideration those, you know, the essential needs, the contingency needs, the legacy needs, all of those, and the discretionary ones, the fun stuff. Give us a ring, 704-946-7000, 704-946-7000. And remember, whenever you come in and you talk with us, there's no cost, there's no obligation. We're just going to sit down, have a conversation, discuss your goals, make sure your retirement is designed towards your goals, not somebody else's. So 704-946-7000. Folks, if you've saved over $500,000 or more towards your life savings, we have 5 meetings set up in the coming weeks aside for you. 704-946-7000.
So we talk about that secure, sustainable, and stable income and building that in retirement. And a lot of the conversation this weekend here on Retirement for Living has been about those unexpected costs, those speed bumps, you know, in your adult life in retirement, getting a new AC unit, having problems with the pool, maybe, you know, wanting to help out the grandkids a little bit, maybe stroking that check to Uncle Sam. So what are some of the opportunities to build that sustainable income in retirement? Are we talking about an annuity, Social Security strategies? Is it rolling over a Roth? Like, what's the best way, Joe Pat, to build that secure, sustainable, stable income?
You know, Mark, that's a really great question, and I don't know. Every single person we meet is different. I can tell you that. And every single person we meet gets their very own individualized plan that is customized to them. So whether that is an annuity, a mutual fund, it could be a government bond. There's so many different things. The chances are, though, there is no product solution. That's how most people think. They're like, what do I need to buy? What stock do I need? What about annuities? Are they good or bad? Well, folks, we don't know. We first need to understand, what are your goals? What are your tax rates? I know this sounds crazy. I know this sounds like a little bit like he's just acting like another financial advisor telling me I have to tell him everything. But really, folks, in order for us to give you the very best advice, we need to understand where your assets are. We need to understand your taxes. Then we can really help you build out a customized income plan. And whether that's using an annuity because they're tax deferred, whether that's using an annuity because they provide lifetime guaranteed income. Maybe we don't even need an annuity because government bonds in your situation will do a better job. They're longer term. They provide fixed income. We don't know. What we do know is we can customize a plan to you. And folks, we also can tell you if you haven't done enough. And these conversations don't happen very often, but sometimes people need to save a little bit more. The plan will identify that, and it'll tell you how much more you need to save for your retirement. So folks, if you're in your 50s and you're wondering, am I going to have enough when I get there? You can give us a call too. We can help you understand, are you on track? Do you need to save more? Are you saving more than what you probably will need? That's what the plan will tell. It's always customized specifically to you. But we never start with, is this the right mutual fund for you? I'm sure that's the right mutual fund. I'm sure that's the right annuity for someone out there. But is it you? We don't know yet. Your plan will be very customized. And your plan, we promise you this, is going to match your goals for your family. From there, it's all customized to you. So folks, if you want a customized comprehensive plan designed for you and your family, that's not cookie cutter, that's not out of the box, it's not a robo form designed by some other AI system. This is designed by real people. We have CFPs in-house that help us build this out, and we're all acting as a fiduciary. Give us a ring, 704-946-7000.
Speaking of conversations, Joe Bad, what's your take on robo-advisors? I know a lot of people file electronically on their own, their taxes and retirement plans. But, you know, as somebody in the industry, what's your overall impression?
You know, Mark, I really don't have a take on it. There's these programs that are computer driven for the folks out there that's listening. And, you know, you answer a set of questions and then they pick the investments and monitor them for you. So it's all computer driven. It's not driven by me and you talking together. So we like to talk with our clients. We like to understand where they're coming from. We like to understand, you know, am I dealing with a single mother here? Am I dealing with someone getting close to retirement? And while, sure, a computer can do a lot of great things, but do you really have a relationship with that computer? Does it really understand you? Mm-hmm. And so I think we've come miles. We've come worlds with AI and technology. But will we ever get to the point where a computer knows you better than another human being? And so this is your most precious thing next to your children, which is your life savings. And so do you want your life savings in the hand of a robot? I don't know. Yeah. So I think the verdict is still out. And I think for a lot of folks, they don't even know what a robo-advisor is. Mm-hmm. So the best of luck to everyone out there. So here at Belmont Capital, we do not do robo-advisors. We don't think they're good or bad. We just, it's not something that makes up a part of our business. So what we're doing is meeting and talking with you face-to-face. We do want to really understand who you are. We're local. We're right here in the community. We're not syndicated across the United States. So it's, you know, you can actually come into our office, shake our hands, meet with our fiduciaries, meet with our CFPs, meet with our folks here in the office, because we collaborate together. So Mark, having a team of human beings that know who this person is, that understand what their goals, wishes, and desires are, that's how we run Belmont Capital. So let me say, folks, we're not for everyone. You know, we're definitely not. We're for those folks who want to seek some real human advice out there for their retirement and income planning. We're for the folks who are just like me, and they would be just as patriotic paying half as much as what they pay today in taxes. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to talk to you about that. We want to look at not only your asset allocation when we sit down and have a conversation, we want to understand what is your tax allocation. I mean, has anyone heard of that? I know robo-advisors is a buzzword, but what about your tax allocation? So many advisors out there will not even discuss taxes with their clients. So this is something we're very open to do. We're open to look and review your tax return. But folks, there's a lot of your investments, especially in retirement, are going to drive that tax return. There's a lot of things going on there, and we just want to point those out to you. We work with your CPAs to make sure that you are doing the right things for yourself in retirement. We're not pretending to be CPAs. We don't do your tax returns. But Mark, we do know that long-term capital gains, as an example, has a maximum tax rate in our code of 20%. Now, versus ordinary income, maximum tax rate today, federal, 37. So we want to help people make sure that they're not paying too much. So what is your tax allocation? Are you allocating in the right direction? And how is that working with your income plan? I'll never forget, when I was younger, I met someone and they were very wealthy. Their net worth was over $10 million. But when I sat down with them and we really went through things, I realized that they were struggling with income. And for a while, I scratched my head. But later on, I realized that all of their assets were tied up in land. They were tied up in non-income producing assets. They had some stocks, but they didn't pay very much of a dividend. And the stocks went up and down all the time. So it wasn't a significant portion of their net worth. And they were very income poor. Well, you can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have income to help you spend it and income to help you buy your groceries, you're going to be living like the guy under the bridge. Probably not that extreme, but folks, having the right tools in place, having the right understanding and allocation. And again, this goes back to meeting with a real person and helping you understand how are you currently situated today. So folks, whenever you come in and talk to us here at Belmont Capital, we take you as you are. If you have rental properties, we put that into the plan. Now, admittedly, we are not giving advice on rental properties here. There's another show on the radio that talks about that specifically. What we are doing is accounting for the rental properties that you have, the income that that generates, because that is meaningful to you. We also look at your 401ks, your IRAs. Those are the type of assets that we give you advice on. But it all goes back to those three S's, that secure, stable, and sustainable income. And do you have those sources built into your retirement? So that's what we're helping you with, guys, is making sure you have that secure, stable, and sustainable income throughout your retirement. And having a very conscious understanding of how's that income being taxed? Is it in the most efficient income stream from a taxable standing as possible? So again, working with your accountants, working with your CPAs, helping really look at the big picture. We're a comprehensive wealth management firm looking at everything from protection side, from insurance protection, life insurance, long-term care, income protection. all the way rounding out towards asset allocation, helping you grow your wealth. So it's a very comprehensive plan that we do here. It's all bundled up in what we call that one-page retirement income plan. And yes, folks, it is on one page. I have been known to print two pages because the page got kind of long. But for most folks, it's on one page, and we're pulling in there your taxes, your income stream, all of these lifelong plans for your retirement income. That's what we're doing every day here at Belmont Capital. So give us a ring, 704-946-7000. The number again, 704-946-7000.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement for Living podcast with Joe Pat Roop. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 704-946-7000 or visit belmont-capital.com.
Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. Belmont Capital Advisors, Inc. is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. It does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Belmont Capital Advisors, Inc. North Carolina license number 1-00-0047399.